Steamboat, and she built it in the house. The people came from miles around to marvel at her work. Far from active spinster in accordance with her age, and Rachel loved her steamboat and she called it Baby Boy.
Fine work from such aged hands. How her steamboat cherished when she sweetly sang.
And Rachel stayed her steamboat through the locks of Illinois, and down canals and rivers how she sailed her baby boy. But onward to the Potomac through Washington, D.C., she takes her new made offspring on a journey to the sea. Baby boy was smiling as he surged across the waves, and latitudes and longitudes were taken in their stride into the English Channel with flotillas at their side. Thought it good to shout them down, but when they saw old Rachel, oh so wonderful that day, she saw that those who came to mark had all remained to pray. Stuck out in a garrison, 200 legionnaires were fighting evil dervish hordes and running out of prayers. So cold and parched and hungry, many stricken with disease, but hearing of our Rachel, oh they won the war. With a story I must end here, for it's time now, if you please, let's listen to the sound of Rachel's steamboat on the seas.